Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Golf is a Four-Letter Word. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. So now we talked about this organization probably about a year or so ago, and I was looking through my notes, and I said, you know what? We need to find out what's happened in the last year. So joining us now is John Hoffman. He is the president, I think he's still president, of the Friends of Golf. Hi, John.
Hello, Francoise. How are you?
I am great, thank you. Now, are you still the president? Okay, it's a little, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Okay, can you hear better now?
Okay, now I can hear you better. All right, there we go, that's a lot better. So, Friends of Golf, it has such a wonderful name to it, just right there. Tell us what this organization is about.
Well, we were founded almost 40 years ago by Eddie Merens and John Anderson. John Anderson was the individual who had the UCLA Business School named after him. And Eddie Merens was the longtime professional at Bel Air Country Club, but was also at that time the UCLA golf coach. And he needed to raise money in order to field a team and build a program. And so he created this organization that would help him do that. And that was just about 40 years ago. And here we are 40 years later, much bigger than we were there in terms of, but with much bigger aspirations. We not only are supporting UCLA, but many golf programs, college golf programs around the country. And in addition to that, now we support a lot of the golf programs, especially in Southern California with CIF, high school, that is, high school golf programs. Mm-hmm. And we support a lot of the junior programs, especially focusing on areas where there are underserved, underprivileged kids that we want to get exposed to golf so that they can learn all the great game, but also a lot of the characteristics and the qualities of what golf can bring for integrity and honesty and those types of things, accountability. So we fund a lot of these programs through our program, where we raise money with a golf tournament that we host every year at Bel Air Country Club.
Okay, John. And, so with us, folks, is John Hoffman. He is the president of Friends of Golf, FOG. So when you're talking about support, and are we talking about strictly monetary support, or do you give equipment support? Exactly what type of support do you offer all these up-and-coming golfers in the world?
Well, most of it's financial. Mm-hmm. You know, we give away, on the order of over $8 million now we've given away over the period. And lately we've been giving away over $500,000 a year to these programs and to these institutions so that they can learn and play and get access and all those types of things. But we also collect golf clubs and make those available to those who need them and want to use them. So we collect a lot of golf clubs and that type of thing as well. But I would say overall it's financial. We support about five or six scholarship programs for kids who have a need to go to college, not necessarily play college golf. That's done and managed by the college programs themselves. But we give it through SCGA Junior and the Southern California PGA. We provide assistance to them so that they can make those scholarships available to juniors who have gone through their programs, who have a need, and also the background and the ability to go through school and get a college degree.
All right, and I know we were talking about kids playing golf, and I had some stats that actually there are more juniors getting involved with the game. Over the last couple of years, I mean, it's been a roller coaster ride, let's say the last 10 years. What have you seen with Friends of Golf when you're out there? Because obviously you guys keep your hands on the pulse of all the youngsters out there, all the juniors in the collegiate ranks. So what are you seeing as far as a growth in the game for juniors?
Well, tremendous opportunities. There's the Little League of Golf, put together by the PGA of America. Mm-hmm. The Southern California PGA is one of them that support team golf, where youngsters, you know, from the age of 6-7 years old up till 12 to 14, can play with teammates in a match every week against other teams and compete in a very balanced way. We see an awful lot more opportunities for them. The SCGA Junior, which is one of the programs that we support, has a golf pass program that allows juniors all over Southern California to pay a one-time fee of $50, and then they can hit range balls and play courses for as little as $1 or $2 every time they play. So tremendous opportunity to get them more access.
One of the areas
right now that's really growing is the female side. Mm-hmm. Young girls, getting them involved earlier and getting them to play, and that's an area of significant growth nationwide in terms of areas. And you saw that some of the programs, for example, the LPGA just had a tournament at Wilshire Country Club, and they spent a lot of time getting girls to clinics and that type of thing as part of the program to continue the growth of that segment, which is very important throughout nationwide in terms of getting more and more young ladies to learn the game and play the game and get the benefits that golf has to offer.
Well, and I think everything that you're talking about, it's really interesting, because I remember when of course golf was at its height, the juniors were always important, but I think now that it's just being all the great junior programs out there are being more embraced by the country clubs and whatnot. My dentist, per se, his son is 12 years old, plays on the PGA Junior event that you have. I think he's 12. But he was telling me before, when they first tried playing on it, they didn't have enough teams here in the Valley. Now they have 4 or 5 teams. He's so excited. His son's excited. So, yes, like you say, there's such a lot of opportunity out there for the youth, and it's so good to see that everybody's embracing it and having a good time with it. Now, how do people get involved with Friends of Golf?
Well, they can certainly look us up at friendsofgolf.org. Mm-hmm. Look at a lot of the things we are involved in, and get hold of us through there. I'd be happy to interact with anyone who really wants to know a lot more about it.
Okay.
And then, of course, we're always looking for the companies or the organizations that we can partner with. We currently are partnered with SCGA Junior, which is a big program that we're supporting. We're also partnered with SCPGA with their team golf programs and their junior tour programs that they run. And First Tee as well mm-hmm. takes advantage of our golf pass as a way for the programs that they run. So all of those are programs that get us to the juniors in a way in which we have competent people working with them, teaching them, giving them the framework and the structure that's so important to learn the game. So, through the website, they can certainly get a hold of me, and I'll be happy to interact with any of them. And if anyone wants to support us, of course, we're very open to any donations that someone would like, if they like what we're doing and how we're doing it.
Well, I just think you're doing such a great job. I love the name, too. I don't know. It's just the Friends of Golf. That's really what it's all about. Now, do you have big events that people go and play in? Do you have big fundraising events?
The big fundraising event that we have is a once-a-year golf tournament that we have at Bel Air Country Club. This mm-hmm. year's will be on October 15th. The course is currently under it's under construction and being restored, and it will be open in a couple of months, but we're going to run the event on October 15th, and that's the major fundraiser we do for the year. We also have a dinner during the week of the LA Open at Riviera. Gives us access to having great honorees attend, last year at the dinner. We had Sir Nick Faldo and Jim Furyk as our honorees, and Jim Nance was there interviewing them, and he's a big supporter of what we're doing. So he was there as well to support what we were doing. That we had about 250 people at that dinner, and had a good night raising money for what we're doing as well. So those are the two big events that we do every year. And other than that, you know, there are donations made and that type of thing, but no formal events other than those two for us to raise the money and put us in a position so we can continue to give more and more to all these different organizations.
Well, as soon as you have the dates nailed down, let me know. We'll get them up on the website, and we certainly want to have you back way before October so we can talk about the event. And I want to ask you one more thing, John. What about physical volunteers? Do you ever look for people to help out in certain areas out there, physically get out there and do some work?
Yes, during the two events, especially the golf tournament, we get a lot of the kids from the from the high schools and the colleges, especially the ones local, UCLA, USC, Pepperdine, Loyola Marymount, et cetera, as well as some of the kids who are benefiting from the high school programs. They'll come out and give us the help that we need, the physical help to ensure that we put on a first-class event. And it's it is a first-class event. Byron Nelson called it the greatest one-day tournament of its kind in the U.S., and fitting that that's from him, who was a good friend of Eddie Merrin's, but right now this week they're celebrating the 50th anniversary of his tournament down in Dallas. And in fact, tomorrow morning, bright and early, I'm on my way to Fort Worth to Colonial for the Ben Hogan Award, where FOG is one of the three entities that provide the trophy to the Collegiate Golfer of the Year. That will be presented on Monday night at Colonial Country Club. So lots of things to do, lots of ways for us to support the game and the youth and the opportunity for people to learn all about what this game is about.
Well, John Hoffman, first of all, congratulations on all that you and your team have accomplished with Friends of Golf. The website, folks, is friendsofgolf.org. John, it was so nice talking to you. Can't wait to have you back on the show.
Francois, thanks for reaching out. And anytime, we'd love to continue to involve ourselves with the great valley down there that has all those golf courses and all those great golfers.
Okay, so now you have to make me a promise. Next time you're in this area, you have to come sit and be here in the studio, okay?
Okay.
Sounds good.
That's a promise.
All right. Thanks, John. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much.
All right, folks. Remember, it is friendsofgolf.org. Their link is already on the website. Support them. They do a great job. I just like the name just from that. I want to support. So anyway, friendsofgolf.org. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to give away that book. We're going to talk about some local events. Who's doing what here in the Coachella Valley? Yeah, we have a lot of news going on here. You're listening to Golf is a Four-Letter Word right here on Team 1010 AM and 102.7 FM. We'll be right back.